Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Your cattle, your legacy, your biomass. Biomass is designed to feed the GI tract of your livestock. Stable gut health is critical for raising profitable cattle. It's even more important during calving season when newborn calves experience many stresses. Biomass maximizes herd performance and profitability, along with giving your new calves a leg up in life. Call me, Reese Williams, the Oklahoma All-Tech Rep, at 575-218-1061 to find out how you can get your biomass. And remember, it's your cattle, your legacy, your biomass.
Neighbors, let me tell you about the Apache Auction special cow sale coming Saturday, March 11th at high noon. They're going to be offering over 800 head, including 300 head from Naught Ranches, 7 to 9 year old heavy bred cows and pairs, 30 head of heavy bred first calf heifers, all bred to low birth weight bulls. Now, if you want information about all the consignments, you can call Apache at 1-888-926-9696. That's 888-926-9696, or go to their website, ApacheAuction.com.
Well, look for the cattle complex to begin with a firm undertone this morning, supported by follow-through buying and rising carcass value. Hog contracts should open on a mixed basis today, tied to lackluster profit-taking and uncertain fundamentals. The market watcher should start to gather greater definition regarding the potential of the cash cattle trade here sometime today, more than likely. In short, look for more preliminary bids and asking prices. The hog buyers, though, expected to resume business today with basically steady bids. As March begins, the USDA will begin to survey pork producers and take the next temperature on herd expansion. Lean futures are staged to open on a mixed basis today, thanks to a slow combination of short covering and long liquidation. Well, corn, soybean, and wheat futures did close higher yesterday on the last day of February, with higher and higher for the month, with corn and the soft red winter wheat posting their third straight monthly gains. The markets peaked near midday amid news reports that President Trump was going to issue an executive order changing how biofuels are blended with auto fuel. Those stories quoted an official with the Renewable Fuels Association. Now, about an hour before the crops closed, the White House denied an executive order was pending, and that caused some trimming of gains. The wheat futures were higher, helped by the gains in corn and soybeans. Weather forecasts favor warm weather next week for winter wheat in the plains, which should push the crop out of dormancy. Monthly crop data late on Monday showed wheat conditions improving in Texas, Kansas, and Oklahoma. Winter wheat in the central and southern plains may have rain today, but forecasts call for dry weather for the next few days. Corn closed higher in active trading on fund buying yesterday. Also was the brief optimism that new federal rules could boost ethanol use. Ethanol futures were up about 2 cents a gallon at $1.52 when the crops closed after peaking earlier at $1.56. And soybeans rose more than 3% at one point on Tuesday, but closed up 1.4% in active trading. A look at your futures after this.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
On our futures, the live cattle futures, April up 242 at 117.92. The June was up 192 at 107.55. March feeder cattle up 122 at 125.07. April up 115, 124.70. Hogs for April down 52 cents, 67.60. And May was down 7 cents at 73.95. Kansas City hard red winter wheat. March was up 7 and a quarter, 451 and a quarter. May was up 6 and a half, 463 and a half. Chicago wheat, March up 6 cents. 424 and three quarters. May was up a nickel at 443 and three quarters. March corn up 6 and a half, 366 and three quarters. May was up 5 and a half cents at 373 and three quarters. March soybeans up 14 cents, 1025. May was up 13 and three quarters at 1035 and three quarters. March cotton up 16, 7549. The May was up 5 at 7639. April crude oil up 16, 5417. May up 19, 5462. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.